Krisus per Gimel Mishnah, Gimel 3-3. The Mishnah here is going to discuss more about the definition of a halachic act of eating. In the previous Mishnah, we had said that you have to eat a kazayas, an olive's amount, and if it's broken with a two half zesim, two half olive amounts, so then the two combine, provide you eat the two within a requisite amount of time. Here our Mishnah is going to say, what is that requisite amount of time? Now, there will be two opinions. The first is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir has essentially, he has two points to make. The first is the amount of time we're talking about to eat this kazayas is if you would break a kazayas and all of this amount of food into little, you know, the tiny bits the size of grain, klaios, or roasted grain, and you eat them one at a time. Kind of, not the exact same, but kind of how in Israel people eat sunflower seeds, you know, one at a time. So even though in total you're eating just a kazayas in volume of food, but if you're eating them one at a time, grain by grain by grain, so then it will take a much longer period of time. So his first point is that the amount of time we're talking about here is the amount of time it takes to eat a olive's amount of food, but broken up into little pieces, the amount of time it would take to eat roasted grain in the volume of a kazayas, one roasted grain at a time. That's his first point. His second point is that if a person's eating in one long, unbroken eating session, he's just, you know, puts his mouth, he chews it up, he swallows it, puts his mouth, chews it, swallows it, and so on. So then, that's considered one act of eating, even if it stretches out for a very long amount of time. In other words, the guy can eat for an hour straight, but as long as he sort of hasn't stopped eating, it's just one long eating session, that's all combined. And if, in the case of eating a forbidden kazayas of, let's say, chelev, so then if over the course of that entire hour-long eating session, he doesn't stop, he just says, you know, eating the whole time, so then he'll be liable at the end. That's Rabbi Meir's position. In contrast, the Chachamim hold that you have to eat the kazayas within the amount of time it takes what's called bechdei achilas pras, and that's a set amount of time, let's call it for now 3 minutes, and if you don't eat within that time frame, so then it doesn't matter if you've been eating nonstop, just chewing, swallowing, and you've never had a moment with, you know, your mouth free, so to speak, it doesn't matter. If you leave that time frame, it's taken too long, and therefore you're not yotzi. This bechdei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes to eat a pras, is actually a little shorter than the amount of time it takes to eat a kazayas, you know, one grain at a time in kalayas. So their sheet is in that regard, in terms of the amount of time we're talking about, is more strict than Reb Meir, but they're more lenient in a way, in as much as if you break in the middle, so then that doesn't necessarily matter. But according to Meir, if you take hours but you didn't break at all, you'll still be liable, okay? How much or what is this pras? So the word pras is related to the word prusa, which means a broken piece. A pras means a half of a loaf of bread. And we define this in Meseches Erevin, we're talking about Erevin Chatzeros. The amount of bread that a person would have is like his daily rations. He'd eat it with whatever else he'd eat it with, but that's the amount of bread is primary fill of the day. So he'd eat basically two meals a day in the time of the Mishnah. You know, the morning and the afternoon meal. So the morning meal would be half of the loaf of bread, and the other afternoon meal would be the second half of a loaf. So the pras is that half of a loaf. And how big is that loaf? So it's actually machlokas amaraim, and then it becomes machlokas rishonim. If we're talking about the loaf being a total of 8 eggs, or a total of 6 eggs in volume. Rashi goes with the opinion that it's 8 eggs. The Rambam goes with the opinion that it's 6 eggs. So if the pras is half of that loaf, so then Rashi holds that the pras, the half loaf, is 4 eggs volume, and Rambam holds it 3 eggs volume. In other words, the amount of time it takes to eat 3 or 4 eggs worth of bread, with some butter, whatever the story is, that is the amount of time we're talking about, bechdei achilas pras, and it's actually, the poskim are sort of have a wide range between as little as 2 and as much as 9 minutes, but I think for most applications, we're talking 3 or 4 minutes is bechdei achilas pras. So then again, we have two different points in which they're arguing. Reb Meir holds it's the amount of time it takes to eat a kazayas if you break it up into little pieces, eating one piece at a time, each the size of like a baked grain, parched grain, roasted grain. And second of all, even if it takes much longer, but you did eat without stopping, then it constitutes a single act of eating and you'll still be liable. The Chacham, on the other hand, say, no, it's b'chadei achilas prast, the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. That's 3 or 4 eggs volume, and we're talking something like around 3 or 4 minutes, okay, which is a shorter time frame than the Reb Meir's time of the eating it piece by piece. It says the Mishnah inside. V'chama yishcha ha'ochlin. How much time can elapse between the eating of the first half of the zayas and the second half of the zayas to be considered a single act of eating such that the two half zaysim combine to obligate a person, let's say, to bring a korban, a chatas, if we're talking about chelev, for example? Ki ilu achlan kalayos. It's as if he's eating kalayos, which means that he's eating in little pieces, like I described before, of meir's, sheets of divra of meir. So it takes a long time because it's piece by piece by piece. And it's ki'ilu, the bartender says ki'ilu means, that means like, that comes to add, if you're eating in one long session, so then you would still be liable also. V'cham omrim ad sheyishche betchila v'ad sof kadei achilas pras. Say the rabbis, no, it's the amount of time it takes to eat a pras, the half loaf, from beginning to end. We'll call that 3 minutes, meaning you have just 3 minutes to eat the two half zaysim together. And if you don't eat the two half zaysim, it's not considered a single act of eating, and you wouldn't be liable. The halacha follows the chachamim, which means you have to eat kazayis bechdei achilas pras, at least one olives volume within the amount of time it takes to eat a half loaf of bread. We're talking 3 or 4 minutes, typically. And that would apply for essentially any halachic act of eating. So that also, for example, if you're talking about at the Pesach Seder, eating your matzah, which is a mitzvah, you should eat the whole kazayas of matzah within Bechdei Achilas Pras. Again, that could be as little as 2 minutes, but in most posts, more like 3 or 4 minutes to eat that matzah. Okay, just one sort of big nafkamina here. Let me just paint a picture for you. Let's say you have like a massive baguette, okay, a massive French baguette, and across the entire baguette, you have one zayas of chalev. So you like spread a thin layer of chalev fat over the entire massive baguette. Okay? So let's say just you gobble up that baguette nonstop as if you're an eating competition, but you're eating a baguette. Because it's so big, it takes you 15 minutes to eat that massive baguette, even if you're eating, you know, like you mean it. So according to Reb Meir, well, listen, you ate one eating session, you gobbled up a kazayas worth of chalev on that baguette. It was a chalev sandwich, just a very thin layer, and it'd be chayev. Whereas the Chum say, no, since you can't eat the baguette faster than one pras, b'chadei achilas pras, a lot of prasim over here, so therefore, because it's massive, so therefore, you could essentially eat that and never be liable because you wouldn't end up eating a kazayas of the iser, b'chadei achilas pras. Then the time it takes to eat a pras of bread, you'd have to eat that the loaf of bread you're eating, the sandwich you're eating, has at least one zayas worth of iser for every pras worth of bread. Okay, fine. Now, the second part of the Mishnah is really like a new thing altogether. We're saying, oh, speaking of that time frame, Bechdei Achilas Pras, there are other halachas to which that applies. This isn't a full list, but we'll list two things where we're talking about eating or drinking, and we're saying it has to be done within the time of Achilas Pras. So the first of those two has to do with Din Derabanan. This is one of those 18 chumras that happened, if you remember from Masechet Shabbos, the time that they found that there were more from Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel, gathered together and in the attic there of Hanan ben Nachman Gurion, I believe. So they made a bunch of the Rabbanans, 18 of them total. One of them was that a person who eats a meal or at least a snack of Tamei food, he himself is Tamei. Now, Midoraisa, a human being only can become Tamei, Jew can only become Tamei from an Av HaTumah, like a primary source of Tumah, like a Sheretz and a Zav and a Metzorah and a, you know, person who's exposed to a dead body, whatever it is, not food. There's no way that food or drink can actually be an Av HaTumah. Therefore, Midoraisa, food or drink can never make a person Tamei. However, here we have this Din Derabanan. The concern was of the rabbis that people will end up, you know, if they're eating a meal that combines both Tamei food and Tahor Truma, so then in their mouths, the Truma could come into contact with Tamei food. And Truma, yes, can become Tamei Midoraisa from Tamei food. So you're being posel or matama, the Truma, which is an Isser Doraisa. And therefore the rabbi said, we want to separate meals or even snacks that are with made of Tamei food from eating Truma so that this shouldn't happen. And the way we divide it up is we say, listen, once you've eaten a meal or a snack, so then you have to go to the mikvah before eating Truma. And even though eating Truma is really just a Kohen activity, only Kohen could eat Truma, and that's what we're really concerned about here, the rabbis made it across the board that all people who eat Tamei food, now become, or snack, I should say, at least, they become tame, as like a shame of the tuma, able to ruin truma, if they can't drink truma or eat truma, until they go to the mikvah. So now, how much food do you have to eat to consider like a meal or a snack? So the answer is, when it comes to food, we're talking about half of a pras. So the pras was half a loaf, we're talking a quarter of the loaf. So that means Rashi, who held that the whole loaf of bread is 8 beitzas, would say the pras is 4, and the half of the pras is 2 egg volumes. And according to Rambam, who held that the whole thing is 6, so the half is 3, so the half of the half, half of the pras is 1.5 eggs amount. So either at 1.5 or 2 eggs amount of tameh food that one eats, he now becomes tameh, like a sheni, meaning midorban, he has to go to the mikvah before he eats truma. Now, what time frame must he eat that half pras? The answer is b'chadei achilas pras, in that 3 or 4 minute times frame, that's called, you know, achilas pras. The second issue that the Mishnah deals with, that has to do with b'chadei achilas pras, is the prohibition of a Kohen drinking wine or other intoxicating beverages and then doing the avoda. The pasuk forbids it. Yain v'sheicher al teisht, you may not drink wine or other intoxicating beverages. And the penalty is misa b'dei shemaim, death the hands of heaven, should a Kohen do the avoda while under the influence. So what does under the influence mean? So it means he drinks at least a ravias of wine. In what time frame? B'chadei achilas pras. That's the idea again. So now, the Mishnah here says inside, achal achlin tamein. If a person ate tamei food, meaning at least a half of a pras of tamei food, v'shasa mashkin tamein, or he drank at least a ravias of tamei liquid, shasa ravian yain v'nichas the mikdash, or the other case is one who drank a ravias of wine and then entered the base of mikdash, if shaha kadei achilas pras, if the amount of time it took to consume that half pras of food, or drink that ravias of wine that was tameh, or drink that ravias of wine that intoxicates you as a kohen, so then the liabilities kick in. The Mishnah doesn't say very much in terms of then what, but that's what the Mishnah is talking about over here. Now, in that last point regarding drinking the wine and being prohibited to do the avoda as a kohen, says Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer Omer, im hifsik ba o shenas lesocha mayim kol shehu pater. If a person paused in the middle of drinking, he drank exactly 1 ravias of wine, not a drop more, but he didn't drink it in one, like, you know, gulp gulp. He like drank half, he waited a moment, and he drank a second half. So then, since that spread out a little more, that doesn't constitute the being under influence that would prohibit him from doing the avodah in the base of mikdash. And similarly, if he put a little water into the wine to water it down, again, if he drinks it even in one gulp now, a whole ravias, exactly 1 ravias of wine, so he'll be sort of exempt from misa b'dei shemaim. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that if you're drinking more than a ravias, so then the waiting a moment doesn't help, or putting a drop of water in wine doesn't help. But anyways, the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore, if one drank the wine in 2 sips and only drank exactly 1 ravias, he could do the avoda, any more than a ravias, even with the break in the middle, cannot do the avoda so long as he feels the effect of the wine, and that's the din. So this is halacha lamaisa, and obviously avoda in the base of mikdash isn't halacha lamaisa, but a kohen who drank a ravias of wine can't duchen anymore, and a posek, a mora hara'a, who drank a ravias of wine can't really rule on halacha, can't be posek halacha, so long as they're under the influence of wine.